I never ever want to have the experience again that my husband doesn't want to talk to me.
Turn it around.
It's okay that my husband doesn't want to talk to me. I look forward to my husband not wanting to talk to me.
So now you be your silent husband, and I'll be someone who loves him. I'll be you. Hi, sweetheart. Will you talk to me?
Do I have to?
Wow, you're talking. And no, you don't have to. You never have to. I'm so grateful.
Good. I'm grateful, too.
What would you like for dinner?
I don't know.
Okay, until you know, I'm just going to feed the children.
That sounds nice.
Good. You're so easy to live with.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How was your day today?
Stressed, but it's okay now.
That's great. You are amazing. You really worked through it.
Yes, I guess I did.
You know, you are just one peaceful guy. What were you stressed about?
Oh, it was just someone not doing his job. You know, stuff like that.
Can I sit on your lap?
What, right now?
Yes, right now. Can I sit on your lap and put my arms around you?
Yes, that's okay. Come on.
Honey, are you realizing that this guy is answering every question I ask?
Yes, you're right.
So now you know you're not leaving him because he's silent. You're just leaving him.
Maybe that's right. Shit, is it possible?
To keep your reason for leaving, the thought that he doesn't talk to you, you have to believe it even while he's talking to you. That's how powerful a belief is. I noticed that he answered every question. He just sounded tired.
Yes, he works hard.
I don't see a problem here. Listen to the way he answered you. Maybe if you approached him in a different way, he would be excited. He doesn't say anything, and you keep believing what you think. He answers every question. Plus, this guy is low maintenance. Even when he has a rough time at work, he works it out before he comes home. He doesn't mind if you make dinner or not. That could give you a very pleasant life.
Yes, but in a way I feel I did a better job answering than he would have, and I don't know if I could be as loving as you were without his answers.
Very good. So have you tried just asking him about his life? Maybe you are the quiet one. What do you want to talk to him about?
I want to talk about our relationship, of course.
So you could say, sweetheart, what do you think about our relationship?
Not in those words. I say things like, I'm very sorry that we can't talk about things, that we don't communicate. Okay, Katie, I can hear the problem.
Good. So you have the thought that he's silent, and believing that, you walk up to him and say, you never talk to me. What's the matter with you? We don't have anything in common. There's not much room for discussion in that. And if he really cares about you and doesn't want to see you upset, he might think that he'd better not argue with you. That could make him pretty quiet. So when you go home, notice how you communicate with him. It could be that he's silent because of the way you communicate. It could be that you're approaching him that way and he doesn't want to upset you.
Yes, that could be true.
Okay, precious. Nice work. I see why he loves you. Now that you see that you have nothing to be afraid of, if you feel confused, just continue to judge your husband. Don't stop. Write down more reasons for leaving or for staying. None of them is a fact. And none can make an enemy of your husband. And you don't have to be afraid of grandmother. It's unnecessary because it sounds like she loves you and her grandchildren. Under inquiry, this dear woman's reason to leave didn't hold up. She may have ended up leaving or staying in her marriage, but she saw that she didn't have to stop loving her husband. When you question what you think, you may see that love was always there, but you were blind to it. If I think, what's the matter with him? There is something the matter with me in that moment. I've just put an obstacle between us. It's only a thought, but look what my mind does with it. And until I question what I believe about him, until I do the work, I lose the awareness of love. So I question it, and then love is visible again. If I don't love you, I've lost my sanity, and I'm out of touch with myself. I'm out of touch with what gives me the greatest happiness. So I question any stressful belief that I have about you and turn it around, and then love lives. The awareness of love lives. But the questioning has to be the real thing. I have to go inside myself and find genuine answers, answers that are true for me. When I find what is true for me, there are no obstacles anymore. There are no barriers between me and my partner or between me and anyone in the world. When you own your share in something that your partner did to you, it's the sweetest thing in the world. You just feel humility without the slightest urge to defend yourself. It leaves you completely vulnerable. This is the kind of vulnerability you want to lick off the plate. It's so delicious.